Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success with Maria. My guest today is James Lam, who's the owner of Lam Look Ahead Marketing, which helps heart-centered entrepreneurs discover their superpowers and then use those gifts to shape their businesses into change marketing enterprises via his 12-week signature program called Superpowered Business Success. James, I am thrilled to have you on the show. Welcome.
It's great to be here, Maria. Thanks for having me.
Oh my God. Okay. So I can't wait to dive in and learn more about how you help entrepreneurs. But before we begin, I love starting out with, what's your why? Why did you start Lam Marketing Agency? Why did you start it?
It's interesting. This is like my favorite thing of all time. So the truth is, we've been an entrepreneur for about 12 years now. This is the third business that we've had. And the first one is still around. The second one was sold. This is the third one. Now, part of the reason why I do what I do is I love the passion of building a business around you. And I love, unleashing other people's gifts. So everybody has a gift. I think that's my personal belief. Everybody has a gift, and it's about unleashing those gifts into the universe. The first two businesses I had, and Maria, I think you can relate, they were built out of what I'm going to call strategy and consciousness. What is the question I was asking myself at the time when I built them, the first two were, what is the smartest way I can build a business? And I think the only way to grow this business is hustle and grind. You know, my paradigm was around working harder than anybody else, long hours, work. And the truth is, it got me two mediocrely successful businesses, but I also sacrificed family, health, and happiness for them. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're kind of nodding and you're agreeing with them, then you're probably in the right place. The other thing that I found is I always had a question. I knew I could do more. And we had it good, but we didn't have it great. There's always the empty feeling of more. And Maria, I don't know if you ever get those moments when you're saying, I have to do something, or I have to do this. And I had that feeling where there was a 3-day event in San Diego, and I was like, I got to go to this event. It was called JBology. It was filled with amazing coaches, healers, and course creators. And a bunch of them were making effortlessly 6-, 7-, 8-figure businesses. They were not just hustling, grinding, stealing. They were helping each other, and they had a high quality of life and very, very, very happy. And most importantly, they built a business around themselves. And that's what I learned through trial and error of trying different things. And now I do the same thing. I teach healers, online healers, coaches, and course creators how to build a business around themselves. Because I'm going to tell you this much. It's one of the biggest keys to success is doing that. And when you do that, it's both the scariest and most liberating moment you will ever have.
And I love that you're saying build the business around yourself, because I think we all, I'll speak for myself. We all come to a point in our lives where we want a little bit more control, right? And by control, I don't mean being an entrepreneur has given me obviously a lot of control over my time, my schedule and everything. But at the end of the day, I still feel like I'm depending on my clients. Yes. I'm depending on my clients generating revenue so that they could have marketing budget so that they could give it to my marketing agency. And thereafter, I can, you know, help them with advertising and then monetize. So in a way, I'm still relying on other people to make a living. And a lot of times I stopped and think to myself that, God, I wish I could just be in charge in every way. Right. And so when you said build a business around you, it was like the answer that I was looking for, right? All this time, I'm like, how can I be a lot more independent than I already am, right?
Well, what are the interesting things? You bring up a really good point, right? And the product you have, I'm sure is excellent, right? I don't have any question about it. You're a smart person. I know you know what you're talking about. And is it your gift? The thing that's really interesting is when you find your gift, you will do a better job than anybody else in the world. And people will want to be in the same room of you, right? You will inspire more people than you think you will. And it's not a product you have to be smart about, because the product is inside you anyways. Right. That's the reason why I love working with, we call them healers. So they're energy healers. You can call them NLP practitioners, hypnotic practitioners, right? Mindset coaches. Like, when I mean healer, I don't always mean the woo stuff. I also mean really pragmatic stuff as well. And one of the interesting questions, they always lead with the function. Oh, I'm like, what do you do? Oh, well, I'm a mindset coach. Okay, a mindset coach is great, but what is your gift? Maybe your gift is inspiring more people than ever before. Maybe your gift is asking the people who would turn away at the sight of something scary to jump in with both feet and find they are successful, right? Maybe your gift is showing up that people can be successful instead of all the back chatter, which is all negative, right? Because we all have negative back chatter. So what is the gift that you are better than anybody else? And when you figure that out, it's a little bit of a test and measure, right? But when you figure it out, it's really easy to monetize because you figured out what it is you are here to do. And I'm a true believer of that, Maria.
So what's one way that you help people figure this out?
So you talked about the 12-week superpowered business success course, and I'm gonna summarize it in a nutshell, okay? We figure out your gift, your messaging, your marketing, and then we launch a pilot program, usually to the tune of thousands of dollars by the end of week 12. That has always been what we try to do. And the gift a lot of times is just talking them through what they do better than anybody else, okay? One of the challenges is as human beings, we like boxes. You're an energy healer, you go in this box. You're a mindset coach, you go in this box. And the reality is, maybe in the energy healing, maybe you're just really good at working with working mothers who are insecure around raising little ones who are amazing anyways, and maybe that's what you work with. Right. But instead, we feel like we lead with, instead of our gift, we lead with putting ourselves in the box. So a lot of the times I have to unbox my clients, so to speak, I'm just going to call it that. Right. So we talk about who they like working with, why they do it, why they're better than anybody else. And I'm going to tell you this much as well. If you're listening to the podcast, you're kind of nodding along. You're probably an online coach or healer, and you will be struggling somewhere. And something you must realize is probably a lesson that you need to learn so you can use it for your clients in the future. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things that we go all through all the time. A lot of the times I'll ask somebody, why do you want to work with these people? Oh, because I experienced it. So I know what it's like, and I never want anybody else to experience it again. Right. Great. How do we tell others that this is you and why you're better than anybody else? Does that make sense? A USP, sometimes we think, we call it USP, right? Unique selling proposition.
Unique selling.
And we sometimes think it has to be really academic. It has to be really marketing. The honest to God truth is, if you've lost weight before and you know what works for you, it's going to work on the proportion of the public. And those are your avatars. There's nothing wrong with that. Right. Mm-hmm. Instead, we're like, oh, I do nutrition and health and stuff. And just call it what it is. Right. I help people who are busy professionals lose weight. Done.
Do you ever come across people that are extremely unboxed, meaning they have a lot of different interests?
Yes, we have people. So they come in two extremes, okay? They're either super boxed and we have trouble getting them out, or they're too unboxed and they're like, I'm a creative person that works with martial artists who also only and train people only eat oatmeal and walk the dogs at the same time. And I'm like, I can't work with that. Does that make sense? Here's a little secret for you as well. And Maria, I think you understand what I'm saying. I always talk about, so my zone of genius is group coaching. I help people get first group. So by the end of 12 weeks, inside Superpowered Business Success, we call it SBS for short, people are going to be like we've had one person who had a group of 12 from a list of five. Don't ask me how that happens. We have someone that's just starting who has 17 people 12 weeks ago. She didn't even know what she was doing, right? And a lot of the time it's just about the belief in what it is and figuring out what I was going to say is figuring out what the real transformation or promises that you are delivering. You are not an energy healer. Your product, I will align the energy so you can get the promotion you always deserved, right? I will align your energies so that you can, go in with the growth mindset that you've never had before. I will align your energy so that's the product. It's not just alignment of energies. It's the end product. And that's something that's really, really key to building a really great business, Maria.
That's incredible. So, you know, I'll tell you something that I started back in. This was before the pandemic. I just kept having, and it was one of the best years I've ever had in my agency.
Good for you.
My agency grew about 330%, and I took on this client that got funded $100 million. Things were so good for me. Mm-hmm. But something inside, this inner voice was like, put everything you know and you've done in the last 20 years, because I've been a serial entrepreneur, put it into some kind of a program, like start teaching others how to do it. And I remember my daughter was studying to get into this high school that's really hard to get into. For 3 weeks, she was studying every day. Yes. And I decided to support her by focusing on that program for 3 weeks. Long story short, I created the program, but I created it by literally creating a presentation, but putting all the documents together that would support the presentation. And I was going to launch it on Teachable so that I can help people start making money on their own terms, right? Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to focus on mothers specifically, because being a mother, I worked in the corporate setting and I loved it and I made a lot of money, but I hated the hours. I hated my 3-hour commute. And so I decided that I'm going to start making money on my own terms. And long story short, I started, but then I never saw it through. I never finished it. It's sitting there and it's just, you know, it's online. Otherwise, I would say it's collecting dust. but that's where I kind of got stuck. And I was just like, what do I do with this? You know? And so if someone like me comes to you and I'm really busy, I'm already running two companies where, you know, I have to support a family and I really have to, I can't just neglect my agency with my clients who are paying me. And I can't neglect my health and wellness brand who, where I have a brick and mortar and I have employees and all of that. So I'm kind of like, well, I can't really take on a whole new project here now on top of everything else that I'm doing. What's your advice for people like me who want to do it all, but clearly, you know, can't?
I it's an interesting thing, right? What's the paradigm when you think about a successful entrepreneur? The paradigm is, oh my God, like to get success, you have to work all the time. Mm. And I'm going to tell you this straight up. It's categorically not true. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put it out of your mind right now. It is categorically not true. What's important is doing the right thing. What is more important is not spending any time on the wrong things. Most people, when they first start, they spend all their time on the wrong, on the wrong crap, right? And because they're spending all the time on the wrong crap, they don't have any time to spend on the right stuff. Okay. This is really cool. I'm gonna tell you a couple stories. So get it out of your mind. It's gonna take a lot of time. Get it out of your mind. It's gonna take a lot of money, because it doesn't. I teach my people how to get thousands of eyeballs onto your product without spending a dime. And it's friggin' awesome. And it works all the time. This is our story arc. This is how my people are growing their business thousands of dollars. I just went to a mastermind in Paris and I see the Eiffel Tower behind your head on our call, right? And she launches once a year and she makes a cool $1.7 million. Her entire staff is two people, two VAs.
Amazing.
So what I'm saying is there is money. There's lots and lots of money. Never underestimate how amazing this game can be played, because it's an amazing game once you get it. Number one. Number two, when you focus on doing the right things and stop wasting your time doing the wrong things, you can build a successful business, right? Number three, it's not going to take a ton of money, because Maria can do it too, right? There's lots of ways to what's called joint ventures. There's lots of ways to do podcasts like this. There's lots of ways to network. And I don't mean networking to the sale. I mean networking to access other people's networks. When you tap into that wisdom, there's so much brilliance and so much abundance that can happen. The very first thing you have to do, though, if you're coming back to this in full circle, right, is build the business around yourself. When you build the business around yourself, that's when all things happen, right? Your gift that you have that is born for the universe has come to fruition. Number two, you're going to find all the courage in the world to take the difficult steps, because there are difficult steps. Number three, we're not going to be focused on what's not working. We're going to be focused on what's working, right? We're going to choose marketing that actually works for us, right? When we have all those things together, it becomes really easy and fun. And my friends who are listening to this, I hope you get there at one point in time.
I love that. And to your point, when you find the gift and whatever it is that your gift is, it doesn't feel like work. And it just, it's almost effortless. I'll give you an example. I've wanted to start my podcast show since 2012, but instead I decided to get into a marketing agency that was doing podcast advertising to understand about podcasting. Mm-hmm. I look back and I'm like, okay, that was a great move to understand how to monetize the podcast, but was it really the important thing to do? Like, because in a way that prolonged the process of me starting my show that I've been wanting to start for so long. Why didn't I just start the show? Instead, I was like, no, I want to learn more about it. I used to work with Joe Rogan and I met Joe Rogan. And I was like, I want to learn from the best. And if I'm, you know, partnering brands with the best, then I can learn from them. But honestly, I don't think, you know, looking back, I'm like, yeah, that was like 10 years of extra. And it took a turn and I started my own agency, which is great. You know, I've learned a lot, but looking back, just go jump and do what you want to do. Stop questioning it.
Well, that's what it is, right? Is we'd like to think we can jump when we're ready, like a rocket launch. Everything's ready. The temperature is okay. The wind blowing the right way. Things are fueled up. The astronauts have all passed their health and physical, and we've practiced at least a million times, whatever, right? Like, there is no perfect time. And I'm going to tell you this much. So inside SBS, Superpowered Business Success, I teach people, we hold their hand, we help them develop as entrepreneurs. It's a done with you program. So it's not done for you. We do it together. We look at what you do. And last time we had 40 people in the last cohort, and I think probably about 20 of them monetized to the tune of $2,500 or more. Wow. Why? What's the difference between the people who hit $2,500 or more and the people who didn't? And the honest to God truth is that courage piece that you're talking about. The courage to be uncomfortable, the courage to be seen, right? What's the number one fear a lot of coaches, healers, and online course creators face is, what if I get judged? So what if you get judged? They weren't right for you anyways.
Right.
That's the beauty of that. That's why it takes all the guts you have, right? Not the time, not the health, not the hustle and grind. It's the guts. All of you can be successful, but do you have the guts?
Yeah.
To put yourself out there, right? And then when you do, do you have the guts, Maria, to do it over and over and over again? Because I'm going to tell you what, success is not an easy process. You got to do it, right? It is a hustle and grind, but it's not what you think it is. It's the hustle and grind. It's the, what if I fail? And then you have to say, you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm going to throw everything that I have at this thing. And if I fail, so be it. What if people don't like me? Then they weren't the right people anyways. What if? You know, the biggest what if is what if you never try?
Yeah, right? I know. And the biggest failure, to me, the biggest failure is not trying it, because that means you failed already. You know, just try it and then fail. At least you can look back and say you tried. But not trying, to me, is the biggest failure. And sometimes I think my issue is I just jump in and try everything a lot. But for some reason, when it came to having a podcast show, I just kept questioning it because I was maybe deep inside worried about what would people think. And, you know, English is my third language and I have a bit of an accent, then people might not like it. You know, just like all these little thoughts that, you know, it took me a while to overcome. And I wish I had this access to Superpowered Business Success program, then I probably would have overcome it in 12 weeks instead of
a few years. You're here anyways, and
yes,
congratulations, yes, Maria, you're human. Does that make sense?
Exactly.
We all have these things, right?
And you know, I've come to I don't know if it's because now I'm in my early 40s and I've come to a realization not to look back and not to give myself a hard time for not doing certain things at certain times, because I look at my moment right now. I started living in the present moment after my dad passed away, and being in the present moment, there's nothing like it, because you never look back and regret, and you never look ahead to worry about the future. You just take what you have right now. And when I take what I have right now, if I didn't experience what I've experienced in the past, I wouldn't be right now, right here, the way I am. And I wouldn't see the world the way I see it. So In many ways, I love that you talk about focus and understanding and figure out what your gift is so that you build business around yourself.
Yeah, it's no regrets, right, Maria? Like you said, all you have is now. Okay.
Yep.
And we have a really, so here's a little bit of a wisdom drop, right? It's a really elastic sense of ethics that we have. It's a really funny one, right? So I was talking to somebody today and she was like, oh, she's writing a book. And this is awesome, right? She's writing a book about how parents can communicate with their teenagers. And she's like, oh, James Lamb, this thing was supposed to be released in January and now it's July and look where we are. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. Because the minute we start thinking about making up for time, that's when we run into problems, right? So no regrets. It is what it is. The only choice we have is to move forward, right? And it's interesting. My kids and I, so my kids are 4 and 7, and so they started getting into like action movies now, right? And so we watch Shang-Chi, and for my wife and I, that's an important component, because in Canada, I'm calling from Calgary, it's very Caucasian, for lack of a better term. Those of you who can't see me, I'm of Asian descent. And so it's really important for us to bring our kids up in somewhat of a cultural way, okay? Shang-Chi's about as cultural as it gets. But, you know, they said something interesting, which is you are the good and the bad. You are part of your parents. You are both the good and your bad, but you got to make it your own. And when you understand bringing in the past, what you are, making it your own, that's when you hit the power. Right? Yeah. That's when we can really rise up and do amazing things.
That's great advice. How can our listeners get a hold of you? How can they learn more about the Superpowered Business Success Program?
You know what? I have a free gift for you. So this is it. Okay. If you go to lookaheadmarketing.com, lookaheadmarketing.com/freebie with an IE. So /FREEBIE, excuse me. You're going to find our latest freebie, whatever that is. So right now we just launched it at press time. It's 3.5. I have to think about this. Is that new? Okay. Three powerful hacks to get you big money from a small list for online healers, coaches, and course creators. So wow, that's my zone of genius, right? It's helping you. It doesn't matter how big your list is. If you have a small list, there's money in it. How do you get money from it? I'm going to share some of my best secrets in that guide. And there's going to be an invitation to a workshop that's live. That's with me. Come out. I'd love to meet you. Tell me that Maria sent you with a Y, and we're going to be best friends.
I love it, James. I can't wait to get in touch with you for my personal program that I really do want to start sharing with others. I feel like mothers especially could definitely benefit because I've been there, done that. Mm-hmm. And I do find that it's my gift to encourage everyone to become entrepreneurs. And I do want to amplify that. So thank you so much for making time to come on my show and share the amazing work that you do.
Thank you.
We'll have all the details in the show notes for our listeners. Thank you.
I've loved every minute. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5. FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.